Last week, we started looking at a lesson called I Am. And it was a very bold proclamation that Jesus said. He was being confronted, and as Van said today before the scripture reading, the Jews were talking with him about Abraham and about their father Abraham, and Jesus made a comment before Abraham was, I am. What a proclamation. And they're just like, you know, you're not even 50 years old. And you're talking about Abraham's being your father. And he says, before Abraham was, I am. That statement is eternal. It has no beginning, has no end. Last week, we looked at some of the proclamations that Jesus spoke to various witnesses. One, he claimed, I am the bread of life. The most basic necessity of food that we could get, Jesus says, I am that. He says, I am the light of the world. The older I get, the more cynical I get. I don't know if it's more cynical or just my eyes are being more opened. This world is a very dark place. It is an ugly, sinful place to live in. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He always has been. He always will be. I am the light of the world. He says, I am the door of the sheep. We looked at how, and looked at scriptures that Jesus is the door. No sheep goes into the pen without going past Jesus. Jesus knows the sheep. Nothing gets in that Jesus doesn't allow in. And he also, in comparison with the sheep, he later says, I am the good shepherd. Your homework assignment last week was to read Ezekiel 34. Now, I can see in some of your faces, some of you forgot, okay? Ezekiel 34 talks about gives such great examples of a bad shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd. Everything that is talked about in Ezekiel 34, Jesus isn't. Jesus is the good shepherd that protects, that guides, that leads his sheep in safety, that knows the sheep and loves the sheep. He's not a hireling, as we looked at. You know, a wolf comes, the hireling runs away. You know, I don't want it to get me. I'm not, you know, these sheep aren't valuable enough to me to risk my life. Jesus is the good shepherd. We are his sheep. That's what we looked at last week. This week, I want to look at a couple of more great statements that Jesus says, I am. He said he's the resurrection and the life.
Amen.
If that's not the case, if that's not the case, we're spinning our wheels. We're following, if Jesus isn't the resurrection and the life, then we're wasting our time. In John 11, he is heartbroken over the death of his friend Lazarus. But he has to use it as an example to teach. In fact, he purposefully delayed going there when Mary and Martha sent for him. Yeah. Our brother Lazarus is sick. He's dying. Please come at once. He waited days before he went. And in that meantime, Lazarus died. Martha is talking with Jesus, and she makes a proclamation that, I know if you would have been here, you could have saved him. And here's the teaching moment. Jesus said to her, talking to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.
Amen.
We've mentioned before, we're all going to have eternal life. We have to decide where it's going to be. What's the old in real estate? Location, location, location. We have to decide where we're going to spend eternity. Everybody's going to have an eternal life, heaven or hell. And Jesus says, I am the resurrection and life. He who believes in me, though he may die, we're all going to die. None of us, unless Jesus comes back while we're still breathing, none of us are getting out alive.
Amen.
Though he may die, he shall live. That includes us. And we know that just in a few more verses, Jesus will make this, I am the resurrection and the life. They will see it in real time because he will raise Lazarus from the dead.
Amen.
And they will see. The interesting, kind of an interesting thing about this, that I am the resurrection, this is before Jesus was crucified. You know, he's going to drive the point home with Lazarus. But then after the crucifixion and his resurrection, that's even going to drive it home even more. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Three different things in that. I am the way. There's a lot of religious-minded, sincere people that are worshiping in various places, maybe right now, but maybe worshiping in the wrong way. Sincere. Jesus says, I am the way. He says, I am the truth. Jesus told the Samaritan woman in John 4 about how, you know, you got to worship in spirit and in truth. Jesus says, I am the truth. And I am the life. And it's only through Jesus that we will have that life. He offers the way and the truth. In John 14:6, Jesus is mainly talking, well, he's talking with his apostles, his disciples, but having a conversation with Thomas. And it says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Amen.
There are a lot of people, and this is a whole nother lesson itself. There's a lot of people that want to get to the Father the way, but in a different, they want to go their way. They want to go through somebody else. They may, and this is not a bashing session. They may want to go through a different book. They may want to go through a different person, like a pope, or a somebody they call a president, a prophet. Jesus says, no one comes to the Father. And that's our whole purpose.
Amen.
Is we want to be reconciled back to the Father.
Amen.
From sin. And Jesus says, no one comes to the Father except through me. And he will give them that way, the truth, and ultimately the life. He says, I am the true vine. In John 15, he will make the statement in verse 1 that I am the true vine. There's a lot of imposters out there. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. And in verse 5, he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. You're part of me. You're coming off of me. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. There were people at the time that were trying, even in Jesus' time, they were trying to do things without him. Some were even trying to do things through him, but maybe not in the way or the truth and not getting the life. In verse 6, it says, if anyone does not abide in me, abide means live. Not just, you got to live it. Anyone who does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned. There are some tough truths about Christianity. There are some unpleasant truths. Many will seek, but few will find. And last but not least, in the book of John, Jesus says, I am the Son of God.
Amen.
If we don't believe this one, I don't know why we're here. If we don't believe this one. In John 10, starting in verse 36, Jesus is having a go-round with the scribes and the Pharisees, and he asks them, do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you are blaspheming? Basically, he's saying, are you telling me that I came from the Father and that I blaspheme? I want to get this straight with you. Is that what you're saying? Because I said I'm the Son of God? If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me.
Amen.
It's as simple as that. I'm either doing the works of my Father or I'm not. If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him.
Amen.
The fact that He said, I am the Son of God. That's what the whole Bible is based on. The whole that his followers would die for, that he was the Son of God. It's what got Jesus killed. Unfortunate event, but a necessary event. Jesus made some statements. Just the I am was enough. But he was the bread of life. He was the light of the world. He was the door of the sheep. He was the good shepherd. He was the resurrection and the life. He was the way, the truth, and the life. And he was the Son of God. In the plan of salvation, that's one of the things that we have to believe. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Just listen to the words of Jesus himself. In John 8:24, he says, you must believe that I am he. I am he who? The Son of God. There are people that believe that Jesus existed, that he was a good teacher, that he was a good rabbi, but they stop there, that he's not the Son of God. Jesus said, John 8:24, you must believe that I am he. He also said, you must repent of your sins. In Luke 13:3, he says, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. You have, if you believe, don't keep living in those sinful ways. He said in Matthew 10, 32, that if you believe me, in me, you've got to confess me to men. He says, if you don't confess me to men, I won't confess you to my Father in heaven. And he says, you have to be baptized. In Mark 16:16, he says, those who believe and are baptized shall be saved. And he said in Matthew 10:22, that we must endure to the end. When we're baptized, that's the beginning of us being a Christian, and we have to endure to the end, regardless of what it takes, regardless of what we may have to go through in order to do that. The lesson is yours. Jesus said, I am. He always was, always will be. I am. If you need to respond to the invitation, if you've been studying and realize that you haven't put your Lord on in baptism and that you're not a Christian and you want to do that, we have the opportunity now to do so. If you need prayers of the congregation, please come forward. Let us know your needs. We will pray with and for you. If you're looking for a church home, we would love to have you work and worship with us. Miss Jean, it's nice to see you with us today. You've been sick, and we're glad to see you up and around and back with us. Whatever your need, please come forward as we stand and sing.